Hello, my name is Matilda Wormwood. The book Matilda by Roald Dahl is about some things that happened to me. If you would like to read the book Matilda, here are some important words you will need to know. Prodigy. A prodigy is a person, especially a young one, gifted with exceptional qualities or abilities. Bortstall is a custodial institution for youthful learners. Loathe is another word for hate. Here are some examples from the book. Loathe. Miss Trunchbull absolutely loathes the bottom classes, says Hortensia. Bortstall. Welcome to Bortstall, said Hortensia. Prodigy. But Miss Trunchbull, she is an absolute child prodigy, says Miss Honey. Okay. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was a normal kid with, well, different parents. They didn't care what I did, but often told me I was lying or to shut up. But that all changed when my parents enrolled me into Crunchham Hall Primary School. My teacher was Miss Honey. She was super nice to us on the first day. She quizzed us on our two times tables. Me and two other kids stood up and took our turns on what we knew. When it was my turn, I went up so high, Miss Honey had to stop me to ask me how much further I could go. I didn't really know what to say, so I shrugged. After that, Miss Honey said she would try to get me into a higher grade level. Then she dismissed us out to recess. At recess, I made a new friend. Her name is Lavender. We are the best of friends. Now I live with Miss Honey, and I love my life, and it's all thanks to my awesome powers and school. Here's a sneak peek of an exciting part in Matilda. I chose this part because it was funny and a life lesson. During lunch, an announcement was made that the whole school should go into the assembly hall and be seated as soon as the meal was over. When all 200 or so boys and girls were settled down in the assembly hall, the Trunchbull marched out on the platform. None of the other teachers came with her. She was carrying a riding crop in her right hand, standing there with her riding crop, glaring at the upturned faces before her. Then suddenly she barked, "Bruce Bogtrotter? Where is Bruce Bogtrotter?" Then an 11-year-old boy who was quite large climbed onto the platform. "Stand over there," the Trunchbull ordered. He knew very well he wasn't getting a prize. "This clot," boomed the headmistress, "this foul carbuncle, this poisonous pustle." "A thief," the Trunchbull screamed. "A crook, a pirate, a rustler." "I don't know what you're talking about," the boy said, more puzzled than ever. "Yesterday morning, during break, you slithered like a serpent and stole a slice of my cake. The cook prepared butter and real cream. You are in for a punishment here, Bruce. Now, what should it be?" Find out what happens next when you read the book.